Part 1, Century of Top Game by Bill Mostovoy, continuing on page 50. Women fought for sexual liberation in the 1960s and 1970s. 1967, the Summer of Love and the Woodstock Festival produced many love children as well as single mothers fighting for rights to earn a living for their kind, loving children. The war in Southeast Asia ended, and the power love created by these pioneers opened the door for women politicians and business leaders. Early leaders in India, Indira Gandhi, and England, Margaret Thatcher. The world took note with Germany electing Angela Merkel president. The macho South Americans got on board with Michelle Bachelet. The Senate boasts many more women senators than ever before. Clinton, Boxer, Feinstein, Snow stand out. And the House has slated women in many districts, including Melissa Bean and Tammy Duckworth, a helicopter pilot in the military. The equal pay for equal work numbers have narrowed with the 59 cents on the dollar, pushing to over 73 cents on the dollar. Women CEOs lead Hewlett-Packard and Xerox. The law schools and business schools boast even numbers of men and women. The advances in genetic engineering and embryo production afford women the luxury of having the biology that formerly required similar concert taste to me. The catalog babies with embryo support report health, happiness, and kindness. If you go by the book, Women Leaders Provide the Cleanest Life Money Can Buy, Sympathy for Outliers shows an unenlightened view. Women need the male conscience in today's world. If a woman shows compassion, she loses her inner grip on power. Unbending, unwavering leaders, the male world falls into question. Men who do not feel fit are called roadkill. It no longer is an issue of equality. It is an issue of dominance. The production possibility curve economically of a nation dictates how much can be produced at what cost. Differing hearts have differing wants. The invisible hand of Adam Smith's market economy led to the lowest cost maximized utility that evolved into the knowledge age globalization tax, tariff, and subsidized world of national socialism. National socialism dictates how to feed the needs of every individual in the socialist economy. The wealthiest individuals control the employment and action of those less fortunate. The United States went to national socialism in 1979 and has never looked back. Deals and negotiations with auto, steel, and oil-producing nations left the nation with no choice but to sell off capitalist assets internationally. Local police paid on call have been used to a great degree to seize individual development on things such as cars and electronics. The permission to enter or leave any particular Nazi zone depends on road command, which authorizes or deauthorizes a vehicle from a designated National Socialist leader's home. The car is then pulled over, and depending on the computer file on the individual, he or she reports to the mental hospital for reprogramming or jail for an ideological crime against the state. Stores are assigned on a permit basis, not on actual cash value in a wallet or credit card application. The president acts as the general of the armed forces and collects a tribute from every Nazi tribal lord. Should the tribal lord not pay the tribute, pressure comes to bear on what once were the official symbols of freedom, such as the post office, telephone, and police station. America, in her protection against crazed veterans of Southeast Asia, colored herself too well in the ideologies we all fought with. This wasn't cold. Don't place categories. We all place categories. You just wrote bill for home scat advantage. Create a pie chart for your world as you see it. This should work locally and globally. Begin by assigning a percentage of persons involved in each category. Listen to the adventure of life, grow economies, and a logically self-interested, non-destructive mind. When pressed by the terrorist, fight and kill, push the scared brain backwards. Select from the following should someone ask what your father did for a living. For the record, he was important. Feminist argument runs rampant around the office. If there was no he, as an example, she provided the input. If your mother did so much, say so to other women with becomes. Academic, advertising, agriculture, airline, accounting, architecture, automotive, banking, design, carpentry, tool and die machining, chemical production and processing, computer hardware, computer software, construction, new home, consumer, marketing, criminal behavior, demolition, post-disaster, and fire. drug manufacturing, electronics, furniture, finance, healthcare, marketing, medicine, media, and PR, physician, retail, sales, soldier, professional, spy, couch potato, television, production, terrorist, tourism, the dress, your mother, if you could have a life. Do you know women who wish they could change you? You know doctors who are willing to help? I had something to eat after a break-in. I felt funny. I felt this way before. Last seen in 1993, my stalker shows up with a key and drugs my food and telephones at all hours of the night. And on 200 nights last year, paid her private ambulance driver boyfriend to siren on my street. She pays folks to walk up and sort of look at me. She has a recording of lovemaking that enhances their reason for arriving. The pleasure toy salesperson uses LSD and mushrooms liberally in the doping. The fact of the latest comes from an internet source. I do wish you would let me have my open lemonade in my home. Drug class. Central nervous depressants. Barbiturates are powerful depressants to slow down the central nervous system. CNS. Classified as sedative hypnotics. They include amobarbital, e.g. amitol. Pan. Obarbital, e.g. nembutol. Phenobarbital, e.g. luminol. Secobarbital, e.g. secanol. The combination amobarbital, secobarbital, e.g. Tuinol. Note that where a drug name is capitalized, is registered trade name of the manufacturer. We discussed in this paper most of the sedative hypnotics and not the benzodiazepines. For a discussion of benzodiazepines, we can see facts about benzodiazepines. Barbiturates and other sedative hypnotics are medically prescribed to treat sleeplessness, anxiety, and tension, prevent or mitigate epileptic seizures. Certain barbiturates are also used to induce anesthesia for short surgical procedures, the beginning of longer ones. Because of the risks associated with barbiturated abuse, because new and safer drugs such as benzodiazepines are now available, barbiturates are less frequently prescribed than in the past. Nonetheless, they are still available both on prescription and illegally. Besides having therapeutic uses, barbiturates are often used for pleasurably intoxicating effects. Some people take them in addition to alcohol as a substitute. Heavy users of other drugs sometimes turn to them if their usual drugs are not available, or counteract the effect of large doses of stimulants such as amphetamines or cocaine. Barbiturates are known generally on the street as downers or barbs. Many named for the colors of their brand name version, blues, blue heavens, amitol, yellow jackets, nembutol, red birds, or red devils, secanol, rainbows, or reds and blues, tuinol. Funnest thing happened on the way to the forum. The electronic forum displays full color images and stereo sound. Famous debate between two candidates created by pollsters showed Mr. Nixon winning a debate from the radio listeners and Mr. Kennedy winning from the TV viewers. Apparently Mr. Nixon had beads of sweat on his upper lip during the debate, distracting the man who would lose the 1960 election to President Kennedy. Becoming image savage for the 1968 election of said President Nixon. All kinds of tales foretell of what you get if you elect a Californian or Texan. To elect a Californian, you get video processed images and bites of the nation. If you elect a Texan, you elect war. War, the word most likely to cause upheaval in the modern world, changed the regressive era of the 21st century. What would current regressive politics produce during war? General Motors would lay off 30,000 workers. Intel would lay off 10,000 workers. U.S. Steel would close the Gary Works and enter Chapter 11. Ford would not sit on the CEO of Ford Motor Company. Academic integrity would be challenged by the non-academic citizens of the world. The scientists would be deemed mad. The reporter would be deemed intrusive, and the hairstylist would become the most important judge of your character. In regressive analysis, studies done on compassion show blondes rated high. It was impossible for blondes to have got hate forever for a race, creed, or color. Black hair keeps sacred so many things. It's insulting to think the American leadership would attempt to segregate by hair color, Jufros and Afros. You don't believe regressive policy. It's been proven at the forum. Mr. Bush cares more about the image in front of on the front page of him than the text that lambasts him. Making a cat customer on the home, now common amongst federal agents, shampoos the brains of those who carried every public school test book America ever assigned. Schumer has these books upstairs, so does Levin. If it's about the story and what's inside the country, can continue. If not, may Spike help you with this, in this Tom and Jerry farce. In the end game, hair was to go white. It still means something, Kitty. Three-letter words from the foundation of language in English. The intelligence-seeking educated attempt to add letters to the brief expression, to add color to otherwise drab human experience. The colorful life sought dress and public drama, in person or on television, require a verbosity to match the divine colors as presented to us. Philosophically, we seek expressions to encapsulate complex sentences that define our experiences. The word defined by great texts have meaning to the learned and provide color and topics for life. Two words huddling together can define a new philosophy, teleological solipsism. When you work through your teleology with regards to the self-contained approach of solipsism, you will know the truth. Teleology. Definition. Pronunciation key. Show spelled pronunciation. Teleology. Pronunciation key. Shows IPA. Pronunciation noun. Philosophy. The doctrine that final cause exists. The study of evidence of design or purpose of nature. 3. Design or purpose. 4. The belief that purpose and design are part of or are apparent in nature. 5. The vitalist law. The doctrine that phenomena are guided not only by mechanical forces, they also move towards certain goals of self-realization. Solipsism. Show IPA pronunciation. Solipsism. Philosophy. The theory that only the self exists or can be proved to exist. Extreme preoccupation with the indulgence of one's feelings, desires, egoistic, self-absorption. What did the teleologist know and when did he know it? Did the solipsism show that the lesser needs more or has to express the teleology within? Quick Brown Fox continues to work in the White House, seeking the best three-letter phrases. The man ran, the man got top hat, the top dog can win. Try the dialogue with four-letter words included for this reporter. Can you tell the author feels the country fights on? Ackman on that one assures the world's MREs, meals ready to eat, are in the envy of the non-cooking set. The dog tags worn by soldiers needs to change. USB memory sticks looks to be the size of an identity tag worn by a soldier. Each USB memory stick contains 2 gigabytes of information. The stick will contain medical records and contact information. Last word logs and the like of the daily life of the modern warrior will be contained for the family. Portable devices at the base will be used for recording personal stories of war. Remember what happened to you. People are our greatest resource. Make the commuter serve the master. Drive defensively. Buy a tank. First pass, lazy way. A few words about the everlasting summer across the border. Pluralize our minds. Border patrol crossing to Mexico now goes both ways. The North America Free Trade Agreement sent manufacturing jobs and funds south. Newfound wealth provided an opportunity for many Mexican migrants to move north. The city of Tijuana residents, formerly a tough, rambunctious bunch, seen many Californians with housing development cash. The town has less pro-Mexicans than San Diego, more wealthy California types than the order of Padre Gray Tony Gwynn. To the far south on the Gulf of California, Cabo San Lucas sits with many a golf course. Low cost and no tax, life suits the escaped life from the treadmill the lower 48 have become. On the central isthmus of Mexico, many dollar towns have nothing but America and spending freely. 100,000 Mexicans from one place had a paid permanent vacation in the United States. It lasted Ugly Betty and Ugly Bob. Said Mexico was for dummies. Some of these dummies were rich within a few days in the sun and a paid Chiquita to believe in you. They became wobble handsome. When one does not go to school well or pay attention at home life, one is considered to have gone south on something. Texas, it is said, wants to fill every square inch of scrub with folks. Mexicans love people, so when you go south and work in school, pick up and go and leave those industrious folks to answer the Japanese and Germans. You're bumming us out, kids. Politicians and executives set you up, and now you are cold to your love. Go back to school and do it because you have peers to identify with. Peers that identify with each other. Identify things much more clearly about the world. School forces planning. When you plan, you win. When it means not only having the big screen TV and affording a fine car every 2 years, gas depleted. Oil company profits record high, gas prices soaring, and the small creatures plan on their nuts for winter. And that would be how much you spend each one. If you pay $600 a month for your housing, $400 for food, $300 for transportation, your nut would be $1,300. School will provide a way for you to play the game fairly and well, and provide a means for you to win your nut. variable cost like gas, mess with the non-calculation. Some people believe government lives solely to change the variable cost. You know not to worry about your nutsy. Phrase meaning a bit crazy or off-center about people. To some, a computer and email are a necessity. To others, these things show a persistent wasteful society. The Gates Foundation built on the back of every computer user as an obligation to all of us. $60 billion to spend, the Gates Foundation has chosen in a fine fashion to work out a disease abatement. A fine goal, the ultimate end of scientists spending the $60 billion for individuals to make more poor, uneducated, healthy people and our way of life. The fund must donate network clusters to every country on Earth as a public education tool. Everyone who benefits from the fund should have an attempt at the question, why are you? As a lad, the fellows use, and I use to bat the ball around, discussing the local ball teams and the chances for the postseason. It's a national pastime, and a time when little leaguers from Japan and the U.S. square off for the Little League World Series Championship, the club makes the following report to Major League Baseball. As this reporter boldly declared during the Sandlot game that I was the commissioner of baseball, my Seagulls, and the others who were happy, and all someone motivated to match the gloves that day, add the contingency when the day comes for a major change, they be notified. Wildcard barely made it through the adding of the third division, drove many away from the Moxler. A fine time at the yard with most civil ball players and fans proved enough for all. With fighting the world, why would a pitcher want to strike out an opposing star in a home game and distract from the game? This said Babe Ruth told the opposing pitcher, throw me a good one and we will all have fun. The opposing pitcher did get to take that early shower from the Yankees' bats. In this reporter's opinion, it was the Babe who had the fun. Stars abound in competition, it was said, brought out one's best. The wild card along one division of the six is never quite sure how the race is going until the end. As discussed with the quorum of staff votes for the American League East and West, National League East and West, the first place team at the All-Star break, winning a berth in the playoffs. Subsequent half, the optional clean slate needs to be voted on to continue with existing records for the second half champ. The present day, no one seems to know if the Twins, White Sox, and Red Sox competing for the red wild card just having some fun at the yard. Double the pennant races with enthusiasm and ease to follow the gosh darn it, why can't one team run and hide or have a team eye following the top team so the self-evaluation and improvement can take place in regards to the opposition. The opposing team may be an adversary, a lesson for modern negotiation. Truth still remains that it is still baseball. We can all get along. If we had both winning tops, losing every time, now who is out in left field? The United States develops land carefully when population exceeds the capacity for existing cities. Areas in the Northeast had opportunity in the 1970s. New York had crime and overpopulation. Many suggested upstate and the capital, Albany. The country expanded during the 1976 to 1980 period, opening it land in the New South, the Southwest, as advances in power generation and food distribution could keep people in food cold longer. Those that were aware of things other than Twiggy and Elvis in the 1970s knew the population would double by the year 2000, and the modern networking would be required. At the turn of the century, the population center shifted to west of the Mississippi River side, to Little Rock, Arkansas. A resounding success story of a place, Maricopa, Arizona, reached my ears and eyes today. With a projected population of 100,000 by 2010, managed crop management, the wide open spaces, has had civilization of escaped Californians. The quality of life for those that would read, work, and watch television with nationally advertised products in the home remain high. Good luck to the settlers. From out of the ashes of terrorism, a phoenix rises. Cities provide opportunity for those without farms to make a living. Sitting on the end of the wire probe growth for the major industries of the U.S., New York in the early 20th century created an economy in the stock market for thousands of traders and brokers. Los Angeles sits at the end of the wire for television, along with New York. Seattle and the internet boom provided the burgeoning high-tech wealth in Seattle. Chiao traded on options and mercantile exchange over 1 billion transactions daily. Duplication rapidly and lack of copyright enforcement threatens the urban center's profit. The service economies of each major area thrive on the major players. Many non-wire-based cities rely on military funding or oil wells. Some cities thrive on religious donations, thieving. Some minor cities rely on criminal sprees in the major cities with border crossing escapes, costing millions to the legitimate economy. What we've seen is an obscene amount of wealth for a major city actually promotes nation building and distribution of wealth. Outsourcing of brilliant minds created a brain drain in the U.S., but at what cost? Each person in the U.S. has seen a mansion and knows what 6, 7, and 8 figures will buy you. America now lives with a less is more attitude towards intelligent and accomplishment. A truer way to defeat the actual brilliant has never been seen. If you think you are smart, someone takes away your love for meal and toilet paper. America loves the little stuff. Computer codes, philosophy, and auto parts look much better to those foreign sounding guys. Just love to draw, listen to digital music, and play with the toys. Self-love has been proven to be the only love. Self-searching for brilliant logic remains in our 20th century past. Time and patience go into the planning of modern products for the home. From the brick and mortar to the basin tub and tile cleaner, find men and women that create something from the very elements of the earth, live the quixotic life of one who would mix and settle many of life's simplicities into the blend we call modern life. The finished product, safety and durability last in finished form with the assuredness of agencies and persons who promote safety and acceptability. In the modern blended world, the process of creating self-cleaning ovens or newsprint that does not smear on your hands, the scientists and engineers employ the elements in various ways with the residual toxins that must be handled and processed safely. Without vigilance and production security of the compounds and elements, the uneducated inevitably ruin the water supply, killing human natural wildlife. The world loves coffee. Coffee cup and saucer could be found worldwide with the insulated finger hold often with a friend to fill the cup to the rim. Starbucks led the way, producing the finest paper cup with the finest lids ever invented. The sleeve around the outside added a touch those styrofoam cups could never match. Should Starbucks paint cups? Should society create a paint and paint the cups? The natural world and the synthetic world work well when those that create the products that society uses comprehends that chemistry enhances life. It can also kill you. Toxic benzene in a water supply would kill a population, as recently happened in China. The USA created the finest physicists and chemists to win the Second Great War. Those that appeared to lose the war devoted themselves to the study of the sciences at all costs. The Ivy League in the USA became wealthy on the backs of Asia and Europe and actively pursued the defeat of science. Buy them a latte and a paper cup for me. Everyone in the world eats something. The world makes a point of telling reporters things like you should avoid calories and fat, and the salad dressing packs on those. Some folks tell you carbohydrates create bulk on a body that should be avoided. Some people tell you red meat shows cruelty to animals, and that such individuals should be watched closely. Other individuals believe in the mental aspects of food. The if-then shopper that follows the donut and coffee reporter adds the following. 1. Fish will make you religious. 2. Meat will provide mental points and no love. 3. Chicken will give you chicken legs and a larger upper body. 4. Beans will give you beans to sound off with. 5. Dairy will bring cows and large bosoms to you. 6. Salad greens make you go. 7. Pie makes you fat. 8. Ice cream eaten by black individuals may not have chocolate or hot fudge added since it spoils the way. 9. Coffee may not be had by blondes in that it darkens your hair. 10. Tofu is tofu. Much you could say, but stir-fried and sesame oil. No to you, thanks shoppers. I love the good Hostess product. In the interview on Sunday morning, I believe these folks have eaten steak with eggs, whilst discussing a quiche and latte populace doing on a flat screen. Knowing what someone eats has always been an advantage in negotiations. Reports out of Israel suggest the negotiating team drank Starbucks for 1 week before attending Washington meetings to stay current on the fast-track world. Those good eggs do enjoy discussing the world. I'll take my keys, Lorraine. Essay, The Step-Down Transformer Teaching Steps. The light, hope, interplay, emotion, science, art, truth, play, truth, dance, answer people to the earth. Too soon, old, too late, smart, a man from Germany once said. Most that forget the past are doomed to repeat it, a man from London once said. Do it again, a man from the United States once said. The memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime, from Pink Floyd once said. Generals and majors aren't happy unless they have their war. Repeatable truths such as planting a seed and soil grows. A plant is not science. It's known as observation. Observation with logic and reason allow us to say that plants grow from seeds. The earth is observable. Within reason, all individuals can see the object that is round. It buried produces plants. What the scientists found, those seed objects will produce different sorts of plants. In the world where the sun rises, the scientists define the east and west in earth wobble. The assumptive nature of seeing color and description occur during the steps within the unit one finds oneself. The birth family unit and society define the step traversal. In the world of academics, each childhood step through dance and movement, theoretically truths, hypothetical truths, manner and occurrence of expression of such truth, and the coined acceptance of phrases and manners of customs for the unit pulse upward to light and the teaching steps back to the science of education and self-examination back to the earth and planting of new seeds, or regarding in the science, art, dance, and repeatable truth through hope, interplay, and emotion, express the signs and sins of life. It's a cycle of life. We hear now more from Master Boy's Top Game, Part 1, Century, continue on page 73. So I have this cousin. We have spoken over the years about the computer. Robin married Robin, and they have written many programs for Microsoft. The Internet provided means for sharing information in a consistent format, and computer codes became acceptable topics of conversation. Computers once performed calculations so that the results of calculations could be displayed to the scientist and billing manager. Today, the management of text and image files provide easy access to non-mathematical information, including sound and moving pictures. The standardization took time, and the world of development looks much easier than it once was, removing the acceptable token of wisdom that computer information storage and retrieval remain in the hands of the few wizards who write operating systems programs. The world often asks those involved in the computer world what those things do for you. The file folder metaphor in Windows not only describes operationally where things are on the computer, the folder in a file cabinet says as much about who placed it there and how well the information was collected to insert it there. The disconnect of the computer and the business one sits in is blurred to the point where an attorney may know more about the system than a five-year pro. Has any attorney worked without the company's boilerplate file in the last 5 years? The national initiative some 25 years ago was to get the world connected to comprehend national policy on education and global commerce. The deregulation under the Reagan administration led to the globalization of information and banking. The WTO and the World Bank have great impact to aid and assist those countries that can not be monitored electronically. What remains a mystery to some would be the virtual disconnect between what someone on a computer in cold weather would want as opposed to warm, what freedoms one might want in a fractious society, and what in an ordered one. New teaching software to learn on a computer is being attempted. People click on things using a mouse when they get a reward. The use of a computer frequently indicates one is rewarded by the experience. On the left of a web page is a list of names. The student clicks on their name and they are rewarded with a welcome. Finding and using the mouse after time becomes second nature, and the control of what the user uses remains in the hands of the system administrator. The Robins, as they are called, know the rewards. Hopefully they are enjoying the virtual rain in El Camino Island, Washington. The HTML tutor page has some simple HTML that would count for those keeping score as a program written by you in a modern era. In Age of Love, some remain faithful to a first meet partner. The chalk-lined interview technique can simulate a loving encounter without the totally devoted moments loving societies often require. First, firm up your grip. If the subject involves a region and a joke, the grip on the subject should mean the global event most closely involved in the region. Second, turn it over. Repeating what the previous phase in a new way shows transparency and a callow, shallow feel. Show yourself to be strong before the subject by adding a factor revealing the opposing view of the two sides exist on every trade. Third, slam the open. Fourth, leave no doubt you are there and not your 30 classmates. Lastly, wait on the reply question to opinions. Simulated love with news pellets can get you through the digital world. Also, remember to dress well. Put yourself in my shoes. I hear atrocities and want to end them quickly. The stubborn have become so absurd, they say. What is wrong with them? Mass media make the absurd de rigueur. The conclusion then follows. The past comments about Christians need to be retracted. Temptation swayed many. Jesus is the true way. Many of my international readers wonder what the advantage of true living means. If true faith means war, hate, and elitism, would true and scum mean anything to you? Continue reading. Atrocities, vent, mode, feedback, loop cycle, 3.1 beta, Bill is the true way, tongue-in-cheek, get to the point. This is a secret, it's for your eyes only. These facts remains. Let the assumption begin. The author is a great man who is tired physically, emotionally, and mentally. Let the assumption proceed. That which is desired in these three ways is desired financially. Further assumption tends towards religious failings. Bill is hated for personal reasons having to do with his surly behavior, problems with the justice system. His mere breathing offends sensibilities for those decent people who might have to muster disdain. The financial desire produces the untenable situation. Clouds are reality. Global terrorism, reality. War between soldiers, clouds, personal vision. Hacking, reality. Personal issues regarding to self and religious approval. No resources imbues God's will towards one. All religions fail. All resources would imply God manifestation of power. Does God hate Bill? Does Bill hate God? Given all resources, would Bill care about God? Given no resources, would God care about Bill? God, clouds. Children, clouds. Housewives, clouds. Service personnel, clouds. Cops, reality. Federal agents, reality. Warm smiles, clouds. Love, clouds. Data, reality. The goal remains conveyed wellness directly. Who can Bill get to convey wellness in person without a fee? My apologies for my sorrows to justify the statement that a man may say things like, I was kicked around a lot by the laws. After the Szechuan beef for lunch today, I began to think of my former life as a computer engineer. Great changes have taken place in China since the acquisition of Hong Kong from Britain in 1999. Chinese liberties and the like remain what they always were, selective. The plus side of control, however, show that with will and purpose, emulators produce great things. The Samsung Corporation in China created the first-rate large-screen television complete with a chipset to run it. IBM personal computer fabrication takes place exclusively in China. The I in IBM stands for international. The Chinese effort to produce a microprocessor has been successful, with the 16-bit 286 new in production. As for connectivity, the Chinese have officially sanctioned Mostasol, with readers in Beijing and Shandong. The very fact that Chinese ski parkas and Chinese television have reached our shores shows the remarkable nature of openness and discussion and computer interaction. The Asian market for cars and computers with the will to buy, sell, and trade currency hold well for new competitive shows in academics, business, and negotiations. When you play No Hate China, life is better. Those that forget the past are doomed to repeat it, a man from London once said. Do it again, a man from the United States once said. The memories of men in his old age are the deeds of men in his prime, a man from Pink Floyd once said. Generals and majors aren't happy unless they have their war. In today's world, those that want war have war, and the rest watch differing television programs running more peaceful blasting games on the computer. The terrorist occasionally strikes the unaffected, killing a few thousand a year, but you are reminded the economy remains strong. God took more during Hurricane Katrina than some old terrorist. Acts of God and bad blood God is working on those chilling angers with their gosh darn firecrackers. Make me wonder where the next stuff shirts will come from. Video games. Successful model of children precludes the boardroom and military. Frankly, the leadership uses both the military and boardroom. The kids use the programmer, shipper, food preparer, and telephone communication staff to feed the best laid plans. Buy low, stay high as a nation. The selling high led to drug use and pornography, not opportunity for the rest. Ben Franklin made many notes on life and living. He kept a schedule with events and notes. The successful columnist does the same. The modern Farmer's Almanac trademark still exists. He makes notes in the following fashion. Date, September 13th. Diet, cereal bars, two chips, hamburgers, potato chop steak, ice cream, RC Cola, events, column and statistics updated, plans, further the computer site, www.monstersoft.com, column, mysteries and suspicions, college girls who cheated on us and who wanted you or me, college walkouts and inspections. Collective nature of society led to conspiracies of good and evil. Local politics showed that the group, that those friend the top, got paid for their social improvement policies. The local watchdog group patrols fiercely as to where the bacon is hidden. The federal government has designs on your dollars as well as pork barrel projects. Build roads in the desert southwest to secret space alien centers and biospheres. The city never was a wasteland. The desert was a wasteland and has names like Death Valley and the Badlands. The government wants to settle desert sands with high-tech solar power and buried electrical generation. The folks in the desert lay waste to city life with one click on a computer mouse, channeling wired transferred government monies to stop degenerate clubbing, art fairing, and street miming. Art and culture developed in the city along with the ability to get along fairly with law and order. In the desert, the biggest pistol wins. When the border guard up on the Mexican border, great wealth being funneled to this part of the world, the question of soldiering, petroleum, manufacturing rear their enterprising heads collectively. Theoretically, the artist cannot separate him or herself from the land, and that people that afforded the higher life, investigating someone as being too European for studying Nietzsche, Picasso, or Descartes, leads to wonder what the future holds for a land blessed with one-button solutions. Pork barrel projects did make for easy lives. At least the local politicians were kept honest every election cycle. These federal loons show accountability to the cockroaches and rattlesnakes only. Soldiers should think twice before swearing loyalty to some sack the city built it, and they will come warriors. Several approaches to conflict have proven effective. We have the approach method, the approach avoidance, and the avoidance avoidance. What the modern philosophical youth must address would be how sneaky one is in attaining an ultimate end. We live in a passive society. Our leaders, by and large, set the tone. We watch the forums and monitors for information from above. At home, we have choices on television, but the programs wear well to the masses. The real issues facing our children today would be how far to carry the load, and whether going only the last mile would be acceptable to our aim of life. If a group of people create and manage something, and the children pirate and steal, we negate years of credit from above. Inventions and patents carry royalty agreements, which are enforceable only if a society values intellectual property. A pharmaceutical company may spend a fortune developing a drug which costs 50 cents a pill. Should the overseas manufacturer pay the company for the development effort? As of this writing, China makes a popular drug called Viagra, which is patented by Pfizer, a U.S. manufacturer. It is taught that the purpose of government is to enforce contracts. Should one country protect its clever over the needs of the world economy? Indeed, the world does belong to the clever. The world also belongs to the well. Let's give credit where credit is due, and cash too, because it is the right thing to do to stimulate creative product development. The rhetorical question would be, if someone else profits from an invention, does motivation for inventiveness cease? Two maxims remain in world business. One, people are our greatest resource. Two, failure is not an option. Yes, we can do that. Long-time reader and a small fish in this country, I wanted to make a life here and resist both oceans. Temptations around the world were the other guy. I had a family with a death in it, which brought squabbles as to whose cash it was. The neighbors decided it was theirs and stole a file box with account money that others had access to. Extortionists were everywhere trying to dope and steal from relatively decent people. Long and short of it, someone said throw the guy into county. I did, and the story of the Duke goes on. True stuff about the colonists. I am Bill. Amon punched me so hard until I knew if this next punch he would crush my skull on the cement wall. I am Bill. Dylan hit me so hard in the face and stomped on my foot so hard I knew the guards and police beat you up and kill you. I am Bill. Newell hit me so hard in the face my tooth punched through my upper lip. I'm Bill. Nelson attacked my lunch face, striking me violently in the face. I'm Bill. I've been injected on rumors of being cold. Stress searched by an army of cold diggers intent on being cold for racially smart oppression. Edge of the river and river's edge. The sunset of man begins. I am Bill, the mugger's target. The mugger threw me down and read. I am Bill, the storyteller's target. I am Bill, the politician's target. I am Bill, the imposter stole my cash. I am Bill, my food makes me dizzy and my head spins, as if cocaine and phenobarbital live in it. Once you're hit by poor, your rich associations, they'd kill you with suicide. I am Bill. I love freedom. I am Bill. I only trust no one, even my mind. Bill wrote a poem for the fallen fighting. The soldiers march. Eyes. First tongue. Upon the morrow. Taste the bitter wine of sorrow. Hope through pain for ill-gotten gain. Let light shine upon the land. Lost blood spills upon the sand. Liver, spleen, and kidney woe. Upon the mark the soldiers sow. Through hill and dale, our long-lost son is hope for sale. Carry flags and banners high, for hell-bent leather over nigh. Give and take the evening's rain, as suffering lost loves ease in vain. To struggle forever with the pain. Atop a wonder, the big guns thunder. Box of rocks with blood-stained socks. A great big gift given us, we show our fathers we are bust. Well enough alone to me, escape the milieu to feel free. No one joining for elitist pure, or catching gist, elates for sure. Concepts given for the show, made too many human electrons glow. But peaceful vision retreat to somber, from a majestic hope we do encumber. Bound to vision, not to feel, we press on and do not heal. The touch through means of simple glance, ends the purpose of our stance. That freedom will the glory flight, for open giving in our light, everlasting vision gone. Hope you have God's new old song. Apocalyptic selfishness. A time for growing less, no more than wasting time's lot. For truer vision we are not. Less ending time, just show mine. WDM. Narrative stream column. Stylistically, two types of humans have developed in regards to trickery. The word trickery implies a some set of circumstances that produce similar results that are more in the definition of the interposition of events rather than the simplistic approach to behavior. As an example, in a sense, the person got food and ate can be seen in only a rational and normal way. Since the person walked into the restaurant, sat down, ordered a lobster meal and left without paying can be seen both as the trickery of the proprietor and clever way to get food and eat. The person has a job and gets paid. The person steal money from the company. Standard paycheck was offered and the employee showed to work. The high-minded society offers jobs and rewards to entice a world out that has less trickery, and a low-minded society claims it introduces more. A low-minded person has ideals of self-sufficiency and overcoming. A high-minded person relies on religion, faith, and blessing of money or goodwill of others. Sermon-minded folks speak of morality. Religious-minded folks speak of commandments such as thou shalt not steal. Should a person steal to eat? Should society steal for the poor person? What do those old guys know about commandments? Do people have the right to life? Do people have the right to liberty? Do people have the right to pursue happiness? The legal folks that jump here have not been reading the news. Your country spent $200 billion on Operation Iraqi Freedom using advanced weapons, and your country has the highest murder rate in the world. I can assure you the right to life does not exist. As for liberty, the Homeland Security Department does a fine job. But through war, we give up more of our liberty to security searches and police intimidation. Pursuit of happiness has never been much legal basis other than slobs are 10 times more likely to get pulled over by police. Tall men get to play on the team and make higher salaries and punishing minorities with Russian sayings such as, "You, who are you to have a good life? What basic human rights do you animals have? You have the right to follow orders and marginalize the numbing pain of waiting for the North Korean missiles to fall on your head. The Hezbollah terrorists financed by Saudi oil money might be willing to commit suicide attack for the loss of liberty and pursuit of happiness. Loss of rights makes terrorists 100% of the time. Mr. Hussein found a regime change. Will you?" The subject of worth crops up today. What value does society place on a life? What is anyone worth? An individual has objects. an individual accepts as currency, or would the value of that life be over another life? The great Homeland Security debate goes on, and as to how to value each individual's life. If you are valued or have worth to some segment of the world population, you have worth and must be treated as an exception condition, which makes you worthless as an average citizen. Average citizens used to have first names and some wallet potential. Homeland Security wants to know where the wallet comes from. The present movement afoot by Homeland Security is to give people no worth. Housing, clothing, and transportation are free to some window dressing job, and these almost well-bred folks have average nominal lives, not being worth one penny. What's a penny, the smart one asks. Do meaningless pieces of paper affect how one feels? You know the paper people called money in the past. It's not fiction. It's the dumbing down active political movement. When I'm finished, you say, okay, someone's wanting you to read well for a few months. We the people in order for a more perfect union, dedicated in freedom, conceived in liberty, we that all men shall have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All to a point during the age of man. During the reign of M. Mouse, Anaheim, California, the world knows we are with the guidance of Mr. Mouse. To my share the rights of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Mickey Mouse, if there ever was one, enjoys mousing around the houses of those men that believed once they alone had divine rights to life, liberty, and happiness. Sometimes mice get in your hair and take your liberty and your cheese and leave you with the liberty to chase them with your car, cat. Women were not mentioned, and of course slaves were not fully mentioned until many years after a man. Mickey Mouse class orators spoke the written constitution of the Mickey Mouse government supporters. It happens in a Mickey Mouse way the overlords and masters have run into two types of revenge. The primary purpose of the government was to further government out the governed, and second to speak as if the little people could be provided for and taxed. Little people have little rules, play fairly. The encompassing under things feel they could do a better job at everything. They just have not been given the chance. In the educated population, many encompassing under things are paid to ride buses and insult the well-dressed. They are paid to stand in front of the stores and beg. They are paid to drive miles to a different community to scream, so you think you are better than me. What is the difference between you and me? Simply put, the compare and contrast essay that follows from my community does not impress the individual. All you do is type on a computer message. It's quite clear. It took a lot of work to get this floppy, ill-shod body here to insult you, your inner peace individual. All you do is make decisions that anyone who does real work could do. You just have the skin and wallet. You would be nothing without your wallet. This guy is clumsy. The woman gives it up all over town. Our girls give it up all over town. She must be one of us. They think she... The world is the pristine, clean world. Tactics and demeanor of the tallest individual be met with a dome, followed by the forget really what happened, followed by the breaking and entering of a life for making it known that some rich guy in rich prime rib looked in a mirror and stole the goodwill with an education he didn't deserve. That guy didn't deserve it. I did. I am better than him. Take his job for a joyride. Take his Sony and bring me this gas station car with his pin code. Pay through the air, he says. Thank you, man. I win. Thank you to the encompassing other person. Shall we meet at the same time next week? Let's work this section.